We encourage everyone to remain in the auditorium during the entire program so as not to miss any of the fine instruction that has been prepared. As servants of Jehovah, we have willingly accepted certain responsibilities. The first symposium of this convention will help us to carry out our Christian responsibilities despite challenges. Brother Michael Boyce, Substitute Circuit Overseer from Yellowknife Congregation, will begin with the talk, Why True Christians Need Courage to Preach. Each speaker will then introduce the one to follow.
Throughout the history of God's people, there has always been a need for courage. Well, today, it is no different. As true Christians, we need courage in order to continue to fulfill our commission to preach the good news of God's kingdom. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, Jesus said that the good news would be preached to the inhabited earth. The inhabited earth. It's vast, with billions of people, with a variety of cultures and hundreds of languages. Well, the territory that we may cover, we may echo the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. Or, our territory that we may cover, we find people are apathetic. They have no interest or very little interest in what the Bible teaches. Well, in either situation, how can we continue to have courage to preach the good news? Please read with me Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, to find out the answer. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, For all things I have the strength through the one who gives me power. Yes, we can turn to the one, the one that has the greatest power in the universe, Jehovah God, for strength, for determination to continue, and for courage. What though if we are shy or we're reserved by nature, or we find different features of the ministry hard? What can we do to overcome these? Well, Jesus told us in Luke chapter 11, verse 13, the Father in heaven gives Holy Spirit to those asking Him. So, what can we do? Pray constantly to Jehovah to give us more faith that will help us to have courage to meet any obstacle that we may face. Despite us being shy or reserved by nature, or if we find other things in the ministry hard to engage in, like informal witnessing, we will find that that obstacle will turn into a blessing. As an example, a Christian woman by the name of Rosa experienced this. While at work, a co-worker was reading an article about how children were being mistreated at a certain school. Well, she cried out, What is this world coming to? Well, Rosa did not want to pass up the opportunity to give a witness. What did she do? She said this, I prayed to Jehovah and asked for His Spirit to help me. She was able to give a fine witness and follow up on the interest that was shown. Well, some people that we may preach to may look down upon us or even oppose our message. But don't let their attitude affect your giving a witness and your courage. Remember, Jehovah is in full control. He will ensure that the preaching work is accomplished to His satisfaction. So what a privilege it is for all of us to be fellow workers and for fulfilling the assignment to preach to all those in our territory. Well, what if we find it hard to step out of our comfort zone and engage in different forms of the ministry that are available to us in our territory? Well, we talked about prayer, how we can pray for faith and courage, but we also can look at Bible characters in the Bible that can help us to have courage. For instance, consider the example of the Apostle Paul. Now, Paul was able to do so many things, but he couldn't do everything on his own. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talks, he expresses himself to Jehovah three times, asking him to remove the thorn in the flesh so he can do more. But what did Jehovah say? Well, in verse 9, he said, "My undeserved kindness is sufficient for you, for my power is being made perfect in weakness." Well, Paul got the point. In verse 10, he says, "Well, when I'm weak, then I am powerful." Paul realized that there was a limit to what he personally could do. He needed Jehovah's help. So when Jehovah gave him his spirit, he had the power to accomplish great things that he wasn't able to do in his own strength. Well, the same thing can be for us. When we courageously reach out of our comfort zone to engage in different forms of the ministry that we may find hard, we can be assured that Jehovah will bless our efforts. We will echo Paul's words, "When I'm weak, then I am powerful." Jehovah will give you the strength and courage to do great things. A long-time traveling overseer said this about engaging in different forms of the ministry. "We looked at each new feature of service as another way to serve Jehovah, as another way to prove our loyalty to Him, as another test of our integrity. And we were eager to prove ourselves willing to serve Him in any way He asked." Well, we echo those words, don't we? When we courageously identify ourselves as one of Jehovah's Witnesses and defend Jehovah's standards, it builds our faith and it gives a fine witness. Notice in the following video how a sister was able to do this, how she was able to gain courage to do it, and the good results it brought.
"When I was young, I had an internal struggle. I was studying, but I was just doing it for my mom. Just like any typical kid, I didn't want to stand out or be different. I walked 10 minutes to school, 10 minutes to the Kingdom Hall, lived right in my territory. So it was like in a little bubble. So it's common to just bump into your classmates or people you know. I didn't know what their reaction would be. Sometimes you imagine people laughing at you. I was afraid of endangering the friendship. Because I was raised in a religiously divided household, I always knew I had a choice. But at the same time, I would feel bad if I didn't defend my faith and my conscience would bother me. So it was always a struggle. Like, I knew what the right thing to do was, but I didn't have the courage to do the right thing. I still clearly remember when I was 12, just one day out of the blue, I picked up a magazine on my own and read it from cover to cover for the first time. And that left a deep impression. It just touched my heart that day. And then I thought, oh, there must be other books that I'm missing out. So I just started reading other publications. The brothers and sisters' experiences really touched my heart. I was always amazed the courage they had, and I always wanted to imitate that. Well, my mom's Bible teacher started studying with me and helped me to meditate more on what I had learned. She introduced the Insight Book to me, and that tool really helped me to dig deeper as I was doing personal study. After doing it little by little, I realized that studying is enjoyable, especially when you study just for yourself, to deepen your faith in Jehovah, and gave me the courage that I needed. At the beginning of every school year, I would introduce myself as one of Jehovah's Witnesses. It was not easy. I would always pray, especially the night before that. And then every year it got easier and easier. took courage, but Jehovah helped me. Classmates asked what I did over the weekend. I would always mention spiritual activities, and they would tell me their problems. And I would try to always think of a Bible principle or an article that could help them. One time, the class was given the assignment to pick a topic for a persuasive speech. So I decided to use that opportunity to give a witness and chose the topic evolution versus creation. The more I defended my faith, the more I realized there was nothing to be afraid of. After all, none of my classmates or teachers ever had a bad reaction like I imagined they would. I was able to regular auxiliary throughout high school. That definitely served as a protection and kept me busy. And right after high school, I was able to start regular pioneering. One blessing is being able to have a good conscience, knowing I didn't try to hide who I am just to fit in. It wasn't easy at first, but gradually I realized that having a relationship with Jehovah is something to be proud of.
Did you notice Kitty's challenge? She didn't want to stand out at school. She found it difficult to stand up for her faith, though she knew it was the right thing to do. Well, what helped her? What helped her to gain courage was personal study. She dug deeper in her studies, which as a result, she began to have a deeper relationship with Jehovah that gave her the needed courage. But what was the result? Well, she was able to give a good witness at school. It gave her a good conscience. And above all, a deeper relationship with Jehovah that is something to be proud of. Now, how would you respond if governmental authorities told you to stop preaching? Well, what was the stand the first century Christians took when the religious leaders of their day tried to stop them from preaching? Well, the apostles said in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, we must obey God as ruler rather than man. So they continued courageously preaching. And at the same time, applying Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, to prove themselves as cautious as serpents and yet innocent as doves. Well, what about us today? With governmental authorities trying to restrict us from preaching or put a ban on our work, we imitate them. We obey God as ruler rather than man. We courageously preach, and yet at the same time, we remain cautious as serpents and yet innocent as doves, which means that we may adjust the methods of how we preach, but it does affect our courage to preach. What was the result of the first century Christian congregation as they courageously preached despite the opposition? Well, the Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, that the good news was preached in all creation under heaven. They were successful. Well, what about us today? As we continue to courageously preach the good news, what will be the result despite opposition? In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, it helps us to remember that Jehovah is in control. It will be accomplished. There in verse 20, Jesus said that he would be with his followers until the end of the system of things. So we have Jesus' backing. But there's more. Please read with me Revelation chapter 14 and 6. Chapter 14, verse 6. Very intriguing. It says in verse 6, and I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, and he had everlasting good news to declare to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. Yes, we have the support of the powerful angels in our ministry. And despite opposition, despite ban or restrictions, did you notice the result of their support? The good news would be preached to every nation. It will be accomplished. So what a privilege we have to work with the angels. If we feel, though, as we're working in the ministry, we feel that we're lacking courage, what can we do? Well, take a moment and reflect on this verse. With your eyes of faith, take the roof off and look up. Imagine Jesus supporting us and the powerful angels. May this be able to give us the needed courage to continue to preach. Examples show that Jehovah blesses courageous preaching. For instance, June 21, 1950, a government in the Dominican Republic banned the witnesses in their preaching work. There were 261 publishers. 6 years later, on August 1956, the ban was lifted with 522 publishers, 100% increase. Well, how could they have this increase despite such challenges? Well, the yearbook that year said this: "The whole secret of our strength is Jehovah's Spirit. The brothers are unified and strong in faith, and they go ahead with courage." Well, today there is some 38,286 publishers. Yes, we need courage to continue to preach the good news until the end of this system. So let us keep praying for more faith and courage. For courage leads to good results, even overcoming opposition. May the examples of God's people in Bible times and in our day-to-day inspire each one of us to continue to preach courageously.